Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to God and Gethsemane, Spiritual Assembly. And I'm Victoria. I am your host. And I'm changing, I'm extending the program a little bit today because it's too much to share in a small 15-minute segment. However, if the time does not allow you to continue to hold on or to engage in the program for a full 30 minutes, it's okay because you can always still go back to the archive once the program is complete. Now, the call-in number, then you may want to lock it in your phone. If you, like I understand if you're on a night shift, you're getting ready about this time of the morning, you're getting ready to check out, and you getting on the Blog Talk Radio program is the last thing on your mind when you're trying to get off of that night shift and head on home. Now, if you're getting ready to go to work and you're getting up and you're rising, getting yourself prepared to go off to work, then you're not going to have time. This may not be something that you're going to take out time to do because you want to get there on time. So I would suggest that what you could do is write this number on your phone, 929-477-2573. That's the call-in number. So whatever you so happen to do, if it's on your phone, you just hit the call dial, and the call will go through, and you can follow live if you so desire. that's just my recommendation. And so I will share with you a post that I, a prayer that I would love to share. My favorite place where I commune with my Heavenly Abba, and I have a talk with my big brother and good shepherd, my Redeemer, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, everlasting Messiah, and my hope for all things yet to be revealed. I ask the Abba might reach out to us and cover us with the rod of protection. I ask that you will send the comforter into hospitals, nursing homes, and behind prison walls. If ever before we needed you, Lord, we surely need you now to do what only you can do. I know that nothing is impossible for you. Your word says we have not because we ask not. I'm asking you right now to turn all heart and mind back to you. And I give you all my praise forever, forever. I give thanks for your kindness and mercy. Bless the hearing of this word in a special way. Thank you, dear God. Thank you for all your goodness and all your mercies, all you've done, and all you're about to do, which our eyes have not even seen, our hearts and minds cannot even imagine, but according to your word, which I do believe, that you have a good plan for us. So again, bless the hearing of this word that you have laid upon us on this day, and we give you thanks and we honor you, because you alone are worthy of our praise. Again, our sister is on you. Shalom. Our sister is on you of the Garden Representing the Church Assembly. And I'm going to share some very, very valuable information and things along that we need to be informed. Right here, I'm going to tell you a little bit about the Garden of Gethsemane, how it's got its name. It's got its name from being the place where Christ went to be alone and talk to Abba just before he had surrendered or ascended from this place and go back into his heavenly home. So he went into the garden and he asked the disciples that they would watch and pray for him for 1 hour, because he knew that his time had come, that he had done all that he could do, and that it was now time for him to leave from among us and to go back, to turn back into his heavenly home. So when he came back, he found everybody tired and everybody sleeping. And he said, you could not even pray for me for 1 hour. You couldn't stay awake for 1 hour and pray. Well, that's the Garden of Gethsemane, and that was laid on my spirit to uphold that ministry of Garden of Gethsemane. I'm not asking for 1 hour. Our Christ has already done that. So everyone can get in, and whatever the good Lord has laid on your heart, that is your portion to fulfill. So here I'm going to bring support that you do need as much as I can possibly offer, and encourage you and bring hope, healing, because there is healing in the word, and the scripture gives us healing, whether the healing be physical, mental, emotional. There is healing and deliverance in the word of God. And we are to be representatives. We need to be representatives of Christ in the land. So with that being said, I'm going to share another tune with you right now. Thank you. little hot and steamy one. Time right now is 6:12 a.m. It's supposed to rise up, the temperature up to somewhere, I believe it's 88 degrees. Yes, today it's going to be up to 88 degrees. It's going to be sunny. So you want to be ready, prepared for what lies ahead. Sure you have your water bottles with you. Drink your water, drink your fluid so you stay, don't get dehydrated. And have a blessed day. Watch as well as pray. And be very, very conscious and careful along the way. Be blessed. Now, this is a question a lot of us ask, have often asked about Christ, Jesus Christ, the real story. Well, let me share a little bit of that with you. It's the God who became a human being. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. John 1:14. How could someone who is spirit, having lived for all eternity, a human being, just like us? And when he was a human being, was he still God? Jesus was prophesied to be God with us. Matthew 1:23. Jesus was a human being, and he was also God. There was never a time when he ceased to be who he always was. Now I'm going to pause right there, because that part right there, there was never a time when he ceased to be who he always was, that we need to reflect or recall who we were in the beginning, is who we were created to be, and we need to hold on to that. So if you know deep within inside of you who you really are, truly are, then you don't allow some outer influences to remake you into what they perceive that you ought to be or that you should be. You know who you are. There was never a time when he ceased to be who he always was. His identity did not change. His identity did not change. Okay? When he was in the womb of Mary, he was God. When he was a baby boy, lying in the manger, he was God. When he was a youngster, growing up in Nazareth, he was God. And when he was dying, he was God. As a spirit being, prior to his human birth, he was infinite in knowledge, power, and presence. As God, he would know everything and have unlimited power to act on any object anywhere. But if he was human, he could not do everything. He would be limited to the normal abilities any normal human being would have. He could not have been both infinite and finite simultaneously. A physical body with physical limitations. When Jesus, Yeshua, became flesh, he was still God in terms of his identity, but he was nevertheless a human being in every sense of the word. Jesus had a physical body. His closest disciple attests that he was a physical person, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, which we have looked upon with our hands, have handled. Concerning the word of life, the life was manifested, and we have seen and heard, witnessed according to 1 John chapter 1, verse 1, God is establishing the humanity of Jesus Christ when he says they heard, saw, and touched Jesus, Yeshua. He had a fully human body. He was born. He grew and developed like any other child. Jesus was subject to the same physical limitations as other human beings. Because he had the same kind of body, he experienced hunger when he fasted, and that Matthew 4th chapter, 2nd verse, and thirsty, according to John 19 and 28. He experienced fatigue from a long walk, according to John 4, chapter 4, verse 6. Jesus suffered physically and died. Hebrews, the 2nd chapter, 10th verse, tells us that he was made perfect through suffering. Psychologically, he was a human being, just as we are humans, subject to death. Therefore, the children share flesh and blood. He himself likewise shared the same thing, so that through death, he might destroy the one who has the power of death, the devil. He was made flesh that he might taste death for everyone.
Them break us apart, no. Would you let them, hey, would you let them break our hearts, would you let them, would you let them break us apart, would you let together they can't break us, we are strong. Divide us and the road leads to destruction. Don't you fall a prey to Babylon.
No, never.
They want to pull us all in different directions. So they take you from the root and teach you their own truth. Open up your mind, please don't you be so blind. I'm not in it for the fame, I'm in it for the love. When it's all said and done, we're more than blood. Would you let them break us apart?
Nah.
Would you let them, hey, would you let them break our hearts? Would you let them, would you let them break us apart? Would you let them, hey, would you let them break?
Would you let them? No, we would not, never, yeah.
Would you let them break our hearts? Would you let them kill our papa? Would you let them break us apart? Would you let them?
No, we would die never.
Would you let them break our hearts? Would you let them? Together they can't break us, we are strong. Divide us and the road leads to destruction. Don't you fall a prey to Babylon.
No, never.
They want to pull us all in different directions. So they take you from the root and teach you their own truth. Open up your mind, please don't you be so blind. Not in it for the fame, I'm in it for the love. When it's all said and done, we're more than blood.
Praise, praise, praise. I shared a post with some of my supporters. I'm going to share that here. I'm going to share it with you right now at this moment because it's an encouraging word. I have a group. I have several groups, but this particular one here that I'm about to share is on my group, Inspirational. Okay. It's on my Facebook, one of my Facebook pages that I shared this word, this encouraging, inspiring word. It's not over till Yah says it's over. Yah is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And it's because of you seeking the will of Yah that this world has not come to complete destruction. Only because of you, Yah has spared this world and has constantly poured out grace and mercy upon us. Where sin abounds, my grace abounds much more abundantly, says Papa Shalom. And that's good news. This is wonderful news. And I give thanks for the love and the care that we, as followers of the Most High, that we can have that assurance that he's going to be the Most High. Now I would say he, I would say she, because the word tells us, the word says that I am a spirit, neither male nor female. And the word also, go back into Genesis, will say, the word says, let us make them in our own image. Let us make man, actually. I can't change the word. Let us make man in our own image. And then after man was made, then he created the woman out of the side of the man. So whatever, everything that God had originally made, formed, and poured into man, also that was given to the woman when he took the rib from the man's side and created the woman. Well, I think I spoke on that before, so I'm not going to continue to reiterate on that subject. I'm going to move on to the millennium reign of Christ, because we know what's happening. We see what's happening now, but what we want to know or have some idea of what we can expect to see in the future, because we don't want to see the same thing repeated over and over and over again. So what is coming should give us a sign of hope. When Christ returns to earth, he will initiate the time of universal restoration that God announced long ago before his holy prophet. Now that's in Acts 3rd chapter, verse 21. Those prophets consequently assured ancient Israel that Judah and a righteous king would restore God's kingdom to earth. The prophets reveal the exact fact to which the Messiah, Yah's anointed king, will return. And in that day, his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, which faces Jerusalem, on the path, Zechariah 14:4. And in that day, his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, which faces Jerusalem on the east. Zechariah 14:4. Starting with Jerusalem as his capital city, he will expand his reign to the world. I'm going to be out of time. I'm not going to be able to finish this, but hopefully and prayerfully, to God allow, I will continue on sharing the millennium reign of Christ so we can have hope and look forward to a brighter tomorrow and to know that better days is better that lies ahead of us than what is behind us. May you all be blessed.
We're more than blood.